I would like to invite all of the children to come up here with me. And don't be shy, because you're going to leave me up here by myself if you don't come up. I need your support and your help. Come on, Stuart, George, even older kids. Come up here and support me. Even you old kids, come on up. All right, thank you. How's everybody today? All right, so I'm going to start today by going way back to the beginning of the story. You know what the beginning of the story is? Do you know, Stuart?
Yeah, but I want to.
Okay, I'll say it then. The first story in the Bible, the first book of the Bible, is Genesis. And in the beginning of Genesis, it tells the story of God creating the world. Do you remember that story? Yeah? So God creates the world. The first day, God creates the skies, the sun, the stars, the moon, right? Everything, the celestial bodies, all above us. And then God comes in and creates the world, the earth, the land, and the oceans and the rivers, right? What does God create next? Does anyone know? Plants, vegetation, trees, and grass. That's next, right? Hold on, hold that thought. Plants and trees and flowers and fruits and vegetables and all the things that grow on the earth. And then God creates
fish
and birds and animals of all sorts, little tiny insects and big, huge elephants and chickens. What's your favorite creature of the earth? You, Bok, is that a chicken?
No.
What's your favorite creature of the earth? Be thinking, because I'm going to ask others. What's your favorite?
Dolphin.
Dolphins are very cool. What about you? Yeah, what's your favorite creature?
Penguins.
We've got some good ones here. How about you?
I know what it is.
Okay.
Pomeranians, corgis, and platypuses.
Wow, okay.
And also kiwis.
Platypuses too. Platypuses are also, platypi are also very cool. What about you? Very good. What about you?
I like a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yes, I like chickens. I like fish. Just like animals.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Birds
are very cool. How about you?
I really don't have a fifth animal.
Do you love them all?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good answer. That's fine. All right. So then we get the animals on the earth, right? Is there anything else? Am I forgetting anything?
Humans.
That's right. Then, on the second to last day, God created humans, man and woman in God's image, right? Right? Us, all of us. Then God sort of sat back and surveyed all that God had done. And you know what God said? Do you know what God said? It is good. It is good. God loved the world. God loves the world. God loves all of the animals and the plants, and God loves you.
How did God get created?
Well, that's a very good question. We'll talk about that later, okay? Yes, quickly.
Dragons are real, and I've also heard of a seven-headed one.
Wow, I've never seen such a thing, but that doesn't mean it's not real. All right, so where are we? Lost my place. So that's how the story begins, right? And it kind of gets a little messy after that, right? You know why it gets messy? Because people forget sometimes. People forget that God loves us. People forget that we are good, that we are all good, and that God loves every single one of us and all of creation. And so then we forget and we we focus on things that aren't as important or don't mean as much, and sometimes we get insecure and we get jealous and we have all sorts of things that pop up, and then we behave in ways that maybe aren't the best selves that we can be, right? And so the whole story of the Bible starts with this beautiful creation and then goes through book, story after story after story about how we have moved away and disconnected ourselves from God and God's love. And that's really why the Bible is such a thick book, because it's a lot of stories, right? So at one point, God does something really radical. God brings someone to earth for us.
Jesus,
that's exactly right. So Jesus comes to earth. And what's great about Jesus is both a human being, so Jesus understands how we feel, what it means to be hurt and sad and scared, right? Yes.
So Jesus is all human beings,
yep.
And all God.
Exactly right. So we have that human part of Jesus that can relate to us and we can relate to him. And then there's that divine part of Jesus that can love us just as God loves us, right? Isn't that beautiful? It's a wonderful story. When we look at if we look back at the readings that we had today, and I want to look at the one first that Gwen read to us, and it says that God's message to the people, and I'm going to read it because I don't have that great a memory. The God who made you in the first place, the one who got you started, don't be afraid, I've redeemed you. You know what that means? To redeem you. It means basically God rescued God's people, restored their place by God's side. And God does this over and over and over again. I've called you by name. You are mine. When you're in over your head, I'll be with you. When you're in rough waters, you will not go down. When you're between a rock and a hard place, do you know that saying? A rock and a hard place. Do you know what that means? You maybe have two bad choices, and you feel stuck between a rock and a hard place, both two hard things. You're in a hard spot. It won't be a dead end, because I am God, your personal God, your Savior. So what God is telling God's people, God's not like some distant thing that lives out there. God is present with us and is here with us in our hearts all the time. God, this reminds us that God created us, right? God created us and God loves us, and that God will always be with us, even in our hardest times. Right? Got that? You all following along now? Yes, sir.
God's the president of the universe.
The president of the universe. Lifetime position, though. So, whatever, wherever we are, however hard things get, God is there with us. But again, no matter how many times God tries to remind us of this, we continually forget. So God sent Jesus to be with us. In the other reading that we had today, Jesus comes on the scene. This is the first time we see Jesus. And he is baptized in the river by his cousin John. And then something really incredible happens. Do you know what happened? What? So the sky opens up. Sky opens up and the Holy Spirit descends upon Jesus like a dove, right? And then this huge, that was a good dove, this huge, this booming voice speaks out. And do you know what the voice says? The voice says, you are my child, chosen and marked by my love. Pride of my life. Do you know who said that? Whose voice was that? God. And God said that to Jesus, but God said it to all of you. And all of you, you are my child, chosen and marked by my love. Pride of my life. Yes.
When are we going to get to the part of the dragons?
I don't think that that's in today's readings. We'll have to talk about that another day. The dragons. It's another day, right? All right. So God said that to Jesus, but God said that to each and every one of you. God created us in love. God knows us, right? And God loves us anyway, right? Because we're not perfect, are we? But God loves us. We're never alone. So when we're afraid, we can remember that God loves us and protects us and gives us strength and courage, strength to do things that might scare us, strength to be the people that we're meant to be in the world, to just be ourselves. I think about it, think about a little girl or a little boy learning to swim, right? And they're afraid of the water, and their mom or their dad is in the water with them, and they hold them and they say, "Don't worry, I've got you." And you feel safe. Think of God always out there saying, "Hey, don't be afraid. I've got you. You are God's beloved, marked by God's love, pride of God's life." So, God loves us so much, and because we are loved, we can share that love with other people. I feel like every sermon, every time I sit up here and talk to you, I say the same thing at the end. What do I tell you? You. What do we say at the end? What does God want us to do? What does Jesus want us to do? Putting you on the spot.
Love God.
Love God and who else? Everybody. That's exactly right. When you feel alone, you see someone who's alone and sad, you can go up and be a friend to them, right? So God, because we are loved by Jesus, because we are loved by God, we know how to do this, right? We know how to be loving people. And so what I would ask each and every one of you, and each and every one of you out there, is to go out this week and be loving. Find somebody who is scared or alone and offer them, it can be simple, it can be a smile, a helping hand, a kind word. It's not that hard, but it can make all the difference in their lives. Can you all do that for me? I'll give you 1 second. Can you all do that for me this week? Yes? Yeah? Not so sure over here? We'll see. I'll ask you next week. All right, yes, one last thing. Ooh, fabulous. All right, so what are you going to do this week, guys?
Help someone.
Help someone, thank you. And I'm going to come, and when I see you next, I'm going to ask what you did this week, all of you, what you did this week to make somebody feel loved. All right? With that, head on back to your seats. Thank you all very much for helping me out.